ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 26 व्हाट्स द टेक्स्ट I'm reading, it says 24. I meant 24. What text? Text number 9. The subterranean heavenly planets. It's a prose verse, and there's no purport. So we'll read 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. And 14 has a purport. So we'll read 9. Yeshu Maharaj Mayina Mayavina Vinirmita Puro Nanamani Paravara Praveka Virachita Vichitra Bhavana Prakara Gopura Sabachaitya Chatvara Yata Nabidir Nagasura Mituna Paravata Sukasarika Kina Kitrima Bumibir Vivareshvara Grihotamai Samalankritas Chakashati. Translation. My dear King, in the imitation heavens known as Bilva Swarga. Known as Bilvaswarga, there is a great demon named Mayadhanava, who is an expert artist and architect. He has constructed many brilliantly decorated cities. There are many wonderful houses, walls, gates, assembly houses, temples, yards, and temple compounds, as well as many hotels serving as residential quarters for foreigners. The houses for the leaders of these planets are constructed with the most valuable jewels, and they are always crowded with living entities known as Nagas and Asuras, as well as many pigeons, parrots, and similar birds. All in all, these imitation heavenly cities are most beautifully situated and attractively decorated. Text 10. There's no purport. Udyani chatitanam mana indriyanam divirkshumakpala stavaka subhaga kishalayavanata ruchiravitapa vitapinam latangalika gitanam shribir samituna vivida sahangama jalasayanam amalajala punanam jaha jasa kulolangana Shivita Nirani Raja Kumura Kuva Layakalara Nilotpala Lohita Sarapatra Vavanesha Krita Niketananam Eka Viharakula Madura Vivida Swana Dibir Indriyot Savayar Amara Loka Shriyam Ati Saitani. Translation. The parks and gardens in the artificial heavenly heavens surpass in beauty those of the upper planet heavenly planets. The trees in those gardens embraced by creepers bend with a heavy burden of twigs with fruits and flowers, and therefore they appear extremely beautiful. That beauty can attract anyone and make his mind fully blossom in the pleasure of sense gratification. There are many lakes and reservoirs with clear transparent water, agitated by jumping fish and decorated with many flowers such as lilies, kuvalayas, kalaras, and blue and red lotuses. Pairs of chakravakras and many other water birds nest in the lakes and always enjoy in a happy mood, making sweet, pleasing vibrations that are very satisfying and conducive to enjoyment of the senses. Text 11. yatra havavanamayam ahoratra divi kalavihagaya upalakshate. Translation, since there is no sunshine in those subterranean planets, time is not divided into days and nights, and consequently, fear produced by time does not exist. Text 12. Yatra hi mahi pravara shiromaniya sarvam tama prabadhyante trabadhante. Translation, many great serpents reside there with gems on their hoods, and the effulgence of these gems dissipates the darkness in all directions. Text 13. Navai eteshu vasatam divyasaudi rasarasayananapana snana divir adaya vyadayo valipalita jarudayas chadeha vaivarnya durgandya sveira klama klanir itivayo vashtas chabavanti. Translation. Since the residents of these planets drink and bathe in juices and elixirs made from wonderful herbs, they're freed from all anxieties and physical diseases. They have no experience of gray hair, wrinkles, or invalidity. Their bodily lusters do not fade. Their perspiration does not cause a bad smell. And they are not troubled by fatigue or by lack of energy or enthusiasm due to old age. What a great place. Still, birth and death take place. Text 14. Nahite sam kalyananam pravati kutaschanamrityu vina bhagavat tejasas chakrapadeshat. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. They live very auspiciously and do not fear death from anything but death's established time, which is the effulgence of the Sudarshan Chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. This is the defect of material existence. Everything in the subterranean heavens is very nicely arranged. There are well-situated residential quarters. There is pleasing atmosphere. There are no bodily inconveniences or mental anxieties. But nevertheless, those who live there have to take another birth according to karma. Persons whose minds are dull cannot understand this defect of a materialistic civilization aiming at material comforts. One may make his living conditions very pleasing for the senses, but despite all favorable condition, one must in due course of time meet death. The members of a demonic civilization endeavor to make their living conditions very comfortable, but they cannot check death. The influence of the Sudarshan Chakra will not allow their so-called material happiness to endure. Om Agyanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. Nahite sam lalyananam pravanti kutaschinam rityu vina bhagavat tejasas chakrabadeshat. They live very auspiciously and do not fear death from anything but death's established time, which is the effulgence of the Sudarshan Chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, the subterranean heavenly planet is described. People don't have bad odors. There's no gray hairs. There's no anxiety. There's no time factor. Day and night, so many features that we're not used to in this earthly planet. But still, everyone is fearful of death. That is called pavarga. Dharmasya hi apavargyasya narto ritayo pakalpate. Nartasya, what is that? Nartasya hi dharmaikantasya. Well, it's 3 out of 4. Dharmasya hi apavargyasya. Apavargya. The spiritual world means there is no pavarga. Srila Prabhupada explains pavarga as made up of 5 syllables. Pa, fa, ba, bha, and ma. The syllable pa stands for parisram, which means that one has to struggle very hard for existence. In this material world, no matter if we're living in a very nice situation or not nice situation, there is constant struggle to maintain parisram. And the syllable fa stands for fainil. The struggle is so deep and so difficult that one is actually foaming at the mouth, just like a horse during a race. Foaming. Foam is coming from the mouth. In material life, we're working so hard to maintain family, to maintain our job, to maintain our situation in society, so much so that one is full of this fainil. Pa, fa, ba. The syllable ba, Srila Prabhupada explains, stands for byartita, which means that one is simply frustrated by our attempts, even though sukaya dukha mokshaya kurvati dampati kriya tato nivritir apraptir dukasya cha sukasya cha. It's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam that a man and woman try to live very happily together and increase the happiness and decrease the suffering. But because our endeavors are based on sense gratification, on the contrary, our suffering increases and our happiness decreases. This is Prahlad Maharaj, 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Vyartita, we're met with so many types of anxiety. We were just driving back from San Francisco, cruising along, and there was a big accident on the highway. And for 1 hour, we were moving at 1 mile to 5 miles per hour. There's always anxiety of some form in the material world, because the senses want to enjoy the objects of the senses, but the senses are limited, and the objects of the senses in this material world are also limited. And therefore, there is frustration, byartita. There has to be frustration. Except for our spiritual senses and spiritual sense objects. There are spiritual sense objects, the incense that is offered to the deity, the prasadam that is offered to the deity, the deities themselves, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, so many spiritual sense objects. And when our spiritual senses engage in spiritual sense objects, spiritual activities, then there's yayatma supersedati, satisfaction of the soul, not this titillation of the senses that has a beginning and an end. So byartita, one is filled up with anxiety, and that anxiety increases so much, the next syllable, pafa ba ba, bhaya, means that one is very fearful. One mother brought her daughter, 16-year-old daughter, to Srila Prabhupada. She was feeling very sad. Her daughter had leukemia. It was in 1976, in October, November, in Vrindavan. And she brought the daughter in the room with Srila Prabhupada. They gave some darshan time, and they were very sad. The girl was, there was no cure for her leukemia. She was going to pass within some weeks or months. I think she passed away within a short period of time after that. Very young girl. And Prabhupada said to her, you're thinking that you're going to die, and you're thinking you're very young, and everyone is going to die. You're not the only one going to die. Everyone is going to die. But you're thinking that you're dying young, so that's not as fortunate as someone who's dying that's old. That they're more fortunate, or they've succeeded because they're older and they've died. But everyone has to die. They're not more fortunate that they die later. You simply have to be conscious of Krishna, Prabhupada told her. Whether you die at 16 years old or 76 years old, or like most devotees, 56 years old, mid-50s about lifespan for Hare Krishnas these days. Can't figure out why, but Krishna must have a plan. That everyone is going to die, just prepare yourself and become Krishna conscious. We were here in Los Angeles. It was very inspiring. One devotee had come. He had a disease that was terminal. His mother came. She had given two sons to the Krishna consciousness movement. And her eldest son, although he left for some time, he came back at the end of his life and stayed across the street. And seconds before he passed away, his mother, who was not really a devotee, she was a Christian woman, gospel singer, and she said to him in a very loud voice, just before his passing, mother ordered him, think of Krishna, go to Prabhupada. Who can forget the orders of their mother? Since we were born, we listened to our mother's instructions and took them very seriously. His mother came, I think some of you were here, what was it, 10, 12 years ago? And his mother told him in a loud voice so he could hear, think of Krishna, go to Prabhupada. And he passed away. So there is no fear for the devotee. Srila Prabhupada said here, for a devotee, we close our eyes and we open and we're there in the spiritual situation. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta has gone to another place to do the same thing, Prabhupada said, our Prabhupada said. So devotees go to continue their devotional service. There isn't any fear for devotee passing. Everyone's going to pass, but in this material life, everyone is fearful, I'm going to die. The greatest fear, bhaya, of mrityu. Pava bhabhamma, pavarga parisram, fenil, bhyartita, bhaya, and mrityu. Afraid of death. And death is coming to everyone, whether we're a young man, middle-aged man, old man. Death is coming to everyone. It's just our responsibility to be fixed up at the time of death, ante narayana smriti, to be able to think of Krishna, go to Prabhupada. So even the residents of these subterranean heavenly planets, they're trying to make great plans for being happy in this material world. And this is our disease. We are trying to arrange material nature in such a way that we can be very happy in this material world. We're trying to increase the happiness and decrease the suffering. We'll get a nice house, We'll get a nice car. Srila Prabhupada tells a story in this regard, that once upon a time, there was a yogi, and he had a few pair of kalpans that were hanging up. And one of the kalpans had a hole in it. And he was very curious, where is this hole coming from, my kalpans? He was chanting his rounds, doing his meditation, engaging in his brahminical activities. But he was a little bit disturbed in mind that these kalpans have a hole in it. So he went to his guru, and his guru said, well, that's probably from a mouse eating your kalpans, chewing on your cloth. So best thing to do, you got to get a cat. So he got the cat, but the cat, he'd sit down and meditate, perform his devotional activities. The cat was always meowing. It was causing a little bit of a disturbance. So he went back and said, yes, the cat needs milk, so you got to get a cow. So they got the cow, and the cow was mooing. This is a true story. I don't know if you've heard. He goes back, the cow is mooing, the cat is meowing. Mouse is still biting on my kalpans. He said, well, you need a wife so that she can, milk the cow. So he got a wife to milk the cow. But after a short period of time when he was sitting and meditating, his wife, being a little materialistic, maybe she wasn't pure devotee, she was nagging. We need children. We need a house. What the heck is wrong with you? You never listen to me. You never do anything. You don't make any money. You sit there. So he went back. His guru said, well, you got to give her a house. You got to get kids. So the house was creaking. The kids were screaming. The wife was nagging. The cow was mooing. The kitten was meowing. And all this because he was disturbed in his meditation. So point is, we may try to arrange this material world in order to make it a very comfortable place and happy place, so-called. But all of those arrangements, the grass is always greener. Brahmachari is thinking, if I just had a good wife. And householders thinking, if I could just be a sannyasi. Grass is always greener. The Brahmin was thinking, if I just could have kalpans without holes in them, I'd be so happy. Point is that one should tolerate the disturbances of this world. That our real wealth is in our austerity, our ability to tolerate the miseries of this material world. We were just chanting in San Francisco, and one poet has said, I think Mark Twain said, the coldest winter I ever experienced was summer in San Francisco. The Rath Yatra, it was freezing cold with rain that almost turned to sleet. What do you call the rain coming down and freezing cold? Hail. But still, somehow, the nice festival, Rath Yatra festival, went on. Chanting went on. We were sitting on the stage. A gust of wind came, and water was blown on us and all the instruments and all the microphones like someone threw a bucket of water. Nikatma was like bombarded with a bucket of water. I think it came down from the little ledge, what do you call the tent top, was accumulating water, and then the wind began to blow harshly. But the kirtan went on. This material world is full of various miseries. Dukkhayalama Shashvatam. It is a place of temporary nature and miserable nature. And therefore, to try to become satisfied and happy in the material world is a great folly. You can never. I was talking to one person. They said they felt very suicidal. They didn't feel happy in life. They weren't creative. They didn't have anything to live for. But they can understand that it's a disease. Their brother also feels a little bit depressed and suicidal. Sister also feels depressed and suicidal. And I said, well, what is it that you all have in common? She said that my parents were very wealthy. They were millionaires. And they gave us anything we wanted, anytime we wanted. And there's no struggle for life. That due to her Janma Aishvarya Shruta Shri, Queen Kunti says, Janma Aishvarya Shruta Shri, Edamana Madak Puman. Due to great Janma birth, Aishvarya wealth, Shruta learning, I'm a big scholar, Shri, very beautiful. These things are actually, although because of good karma, one gets Janma, Aishvarya, Shruta, Shri. They are a stumbling block. Edamana Madak Puman. Queen Kunti is praying that these things are intoxications. We get good birth. We get wealth. Great education. Beauty. Wonderful beauty. This is said to be intoxication, Prabhupada said, and then one cannot feelingly pray, Jai Radha Madhava. Because we're intoxicated, madak. We're intoxicated thinking that I'm a good birth. I was born an American. I'm a Russian. I'm a very high birth. I'm an educated person. I'm a scholar. I don't need all of this sentimentality. I'm wealthy. What is that in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita? Ishwaroham aham bhogi siroham balavam suki. I'm the controller, Ishwaroham aham bhogi. I am the enjoyer. Siroham, I am perfect. Balavam, I'm powerful. And Suki, I am happy. He is my enemy. I've destroyed him, my other enemy. He'll be destroyed soon. This is described as the demoniac nature. So, therefore, Janma Aishvarya Shruta Shri Bir Edamana Madak Puman. I'm thinking I'm well educated or I'm well good looking. I'm so good looking. It's hard for me to be Krishna conscious because everyone is so attracted. We were questioned at Rath Yatra time by one Mayavadi. They said, what big names are playing at the Rath Yatra festival? Kirtan. I said, oh, there's, you know, C.C. White and Karnamrita, Chaitanya, Temple Bhaji. He said, what are the big names? Who are the big names that are playing? And I thought for a second, the big names. So you want big names? We got Hare, we got Krishna, and we got Rama. Can you get bigger than that? Mayavadi's thinking, all Mayavadi's thinking that I'm so popular, I'm so big, I'm so educated, I have a wonderful voice, I can hold a note for 38 seconds. I couldn't believe it. I was thinking, this is Kirtan? Is a battle of the Kirtan bands? Srila Prabhupada came, he wasn't trying to present himself, he presented Krishna and the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. He never wrote his own biography. He let the other yogis write their biographies, push themselves forward as so mystically endowed and so wonderful long-haired and bearded yogis. Prabhupada pushed forward Lord Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, na dhanam, na janam, na sundaram. I don't want wealth, I don't want followers, I don't want opposite sex. I want chanting. I want to be able to chant. So sometimes persons who are intoxicated, thinking I have such a beautiful voice, one time there was a devotee, I loved his chanting. We were in Srila Prabhupada's room in 1977. And the devotee was chanting some nice bhajan. And Prabhupada said, who is that rakshasa who is chanting? He's thinking my voice is so pretty. I was like shocked, but I understood that Prabhupada wasn't interested or impressed with a pretty voice. Prabhupada wanted to see the love and devotion. Therefore, what separates us from the Mayavadis and the non-devotees and the so-called religionists is that we have actual sadhana bhakti. We get up every day and we go to Mangalash. We go to Guru Puja. We hear the Bhagavatam class. We chant 16 rounds. And Prabhupada said in one letter to Abhiram in Coconut Grove, Florida. He wrote him in 1975 that unless you go to Mangal Artik Guru Puja Srimad Bhagavatam class, chant 16 rounds and follow the four regular principles, unless you do these things, there's no question of spiritual life and spiritual advancement. Isn't that Naikatma what it says there? That big letter they have in Chicago, next to Srila Prabhupada's Vyasasan. There's no question of spiritual life. That's what separates us from the Mayavadis. They're trying to present themselves. They have no sadhana bhakti. They have no engagement in real spiritual life, the so-called religionists. They believe in spirituality and doing good, but they have no actual practice. So we have to take advantage, become true spiritualists, as Prabhupada wanted us to be, not try to get our own name, fame, and followers, but to get followers for Lord Krishna, for Srila Prabhupada, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even people don't know that much about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't set himself forward. I'm Chaitanya. Whenever someone would say, it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or say he's the person, he would cover his ears with his hands. Even there was one pastime, Srila Prabhupada tells, where when he was very young, there was some persons that were glorifying him. And Nimai Pandit covered his ears. He didn't want to hear it. He wanted to glorify Lord Krishna. He wanted the big names. He wanted to make sure that the big names were glorified properly. Hari, Krishna, and Rama, the three big names. Nobody's bigger than those names. Those are the big names. Those are the biggest names. You can't get bigger than those names. So this is our position too. We are insignificant. Prabhupada said himself, I'm the insignificant servant. And we simply want to glorify Krishna so that every household, everyone knows the names of Hare Krishna and Hare Rama and the chanting. Any questions or discussion? All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Are you sure?
Yeah, it's like a
if you can find my glasses.